CRT Miners Music Radio Free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. Now how are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till
it's
the Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. We're back again this week, and thank you all for bearing with me in my little time off last week. And Art, who's coming up in just a few moments, of course, did a marvelous job. Art really, I think, was exceptional in filling in for us last week, and all of the information and the dots that are tied together, the T's that are crossed, you know, all of the loose ends that can be made in such a short time were, I think, adequately given us to see how this worldwide mafia, the synagogue of Satan, does operate on a global basis. And no wonder we have global government all the more now than we've ever had it. So we look at the book of Revelation today and Chapter 9, you know, and we're talking about the fifth angel sounding and how John said he saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key to the bottomless pit. Well, for folks, you know, that's very relevant to our times today, because in the book of Revelation chapter 12, in those verses 7 to 9, he talks about what is going to come down from heaven. And Satan again, Satan in his body will be unleashed. The fallen angels that refuse to be born of woman, they too shall be cast onto the earth. And this five-month period will be a period for attempted gestation, I believe, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the last days, the book of Matthew as well, where fallen angels will be attempting to seduce and impregnate women, the daughters of Adam. So we have something to look forward to, this period where authority is given over to him, this Satan figure, to make war with the saints for a five-month period. That's right, the week has been shortened from 7 years to 5 weeks by God himself, because he says had those days not been shortened, there would no flesh be saved alive, because even the very elect of God who have the seals in their minds and they know it in their hands, not doing the work of Cain and his seed line, would be deceived. It will get that bad. It will get that heavy, where people will not believe the truth. They will just believe the flood of lies to come. So we're thankful that in Revelation, John gave us this appendage to the prophecies and the Gospels that, you know, the Father gave him to tell us for this time. You know, the period of time will be a period of time that follows the great locust army that will devour people's bank accounts. It will crash the system, make them paupers again like they did in the 1920s and 30s, particularly under Roosevelt. And then they will be ready-made for a savior. And guess who will be the savior? Well, I think you know who. And so we give thanks to God Almighty for being here and standing the fight, you know, being the captains of this ship. We certainly don't want to see it go down without a big fight, and he wins anyway. So make sure he's the captain of your ship, and we'll all do as best we can. Don't forget, Andrew Hitchcock, of course, has his program on his website in the UK, and the UK, we know this week, made some more of those headlines, and once again, we see the handwriting of false flag attacks on the chalkboard. So Andrew Carrington Hitchcock, Disinfo.com is his website and radio program. Now, NoDisinfo.com will be with us at some point in the very near future, Dr. K. He has a lot to say about this London so-called terror attack. But now we bring up another dear friend of ours whom I just mentioned, and that is Art in Philly. And welcome, Art, to the program.
Thank you for bringing me back, Rick, and hopefully you had a good hiatus with watching the show for you last week.
Yes, and I listened to all of it, and I thought it was great. The callers, excellent calls and excellent information. So let's get to it now. This week I have some video, audio actually, of the video to share this week about the new info centers that are being created in Utah. Under the ground, this command center that actually is surveillance on the United States and the world, and it's all connected to that city called Jerusalem. It's amazing how they're in the right place at the right time after 9/11. All of this has been part of their bailiwick to create the Homeland Security Department, use the NSA, right, and the FBI, CIA, and MI6 in England and so forth. Worldwide now, they've got people frightened to death. They've got people nerved up to go outside and to even go into their own churches, their synagogues, and so on. So it looks as if that would be something that you have commented on quite a bit. And then we'll also take a look at James Corbett's report on how the CIA and the media, you know, the Wiseners and the Court Myers, all connect to this intel. It's amazing, isn't it, when you think about it? Even the father of broadcast news, Walter Cronkite, admitted publicly that he, too, and CBS, William S. Paley, were, in fact, working in many instances with the Central Intelligence Agency. We think of, Operation Mockingbird and so on.
Correct.
So, you know, we'll get into that. But let me give you the opening salvo, whatever you want to say to open up, I think is apropos. Go ahead.
Well, I was going to talk about what happened with Obamacare. The one thing they mentioned is it would have resulted in a change of $1 trillion in taxes collected. All right, that $1 trillion in taxes collected is a 3.8% federal real estate tax on any sales transaction outside of a private home. So, say your local gas station down the street, they have a gas station they sell for $100,000. First transaction is $3,800. Then it goes, you know, they sold again at $200,000, sold again at $400,000, $800,000. So, the total tax over four transactions that the federal government collects is $57,000, which in effect is really a 7.25%, 7.125% real estate tax. It's not a 3.8. And when Obama brought this out, he said it was only going to be a 2.8%. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think, and if you think about that, who's going to be paying for that? You think the businesses aren't going to pass that on to everybody?
What a hoax!
Right.
What a
so look at every. Yeah, I mean, look at every restaurant, any place you go out to. You know that Obamacare tax is going to be coming out of your wallet. And it could, you know, it's going to be, you know, what I see it, it's going to be average to a 7% increase. So we'll see how that plays out.
Well, you know, one thing, we knew the Republicans were going to fall in line. This was quite scripted from some time ago. And basically, that's where the Soros factor comes in on the left, the hard left, with all of these rallies today, pro-Trump, anti-Trump, pro-Obamacare, anti-Obamacare, pro-Americare, and so on. All of it is going to play out, in my opinion now, in the streets across America, and this summer could be one of the hottest summers ever on record, and I don't mean temperature-wise, but this is where it is leading, regardless of what Congress does with the so-called Obamacare program. One woman was aptly putting it on the news, Art, on network news. She said, I knew that once the genie came out of the bottle, it was never going to go back in. And that's true. And I think we all knew that, didn't we? We all suspected that this is just another twist in the screw against the American public because none of it addresses the cause of what the problem is. And really, I think the eminent economist, what was his name, Ludwig von Mises, in the Austrian school years ago, wrote in his book Human Action that insurance actually helps me make people sicker. It actually increases the likelihood of sickness, disease, and many of the failings they have. That's number one. And number two, of course, that they don't address is naturopathic medicine, the alternative that could cut costs dramatically and make people well. But do you know how many people would have to lose their jobs who live off of sickness? So the whole thing is just, I mean, it's absurd. It's just uncanny.
Right. Well, having a lawyer in a family, you realize that medical malpractice is one-third of all the business for the legal community, and roughly one-third of the entire cost of health insurance is paid for lawyers' fees and the lawsuits they bring about. So that wasn't talked about.
No, it wasn't.
Right, and then we're going to expand it to allow anybody who is in the country, legal or illegal, to get the benefits. And if you're the poor middle class that's paying for it, that you basically get a bronze plan or worse, you know, catastrophic health insurance, and you're paying $1,000 to $2,000 a month while these freeloaders live off of you, I think it is going to cause a riot. And we're already seeing it. I see it breaking out in California first. I see the polarization out there with the immigration policy. And if you look at human history, just about every major war in human history over decades of time has been caused by a bad immigration policy. So, I mean, they're playing with fire. And we're seeing, like you're saying, the potential beginning of a civil war starting out with this immigration issue. And it's going to be interesting to see this. This is the first time I would say that we've seen this situation since the towards the end of the Vietnam War, where it was starting to go into a civil war at that point in the last few years of the Nixon administration.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good point. Yeah. Well, I think you're right. Absolutely. And again, you have to look at the beginnings of Medicare itself and Medicaid and how that all came into fruition. It really dovetailed with the war on poverty, didn't it? And Lyndon Johnson. And Lyndon Johnson said that we were going to fight poverty. Well, you know who won the war? Poverty. And now, right. Of course, the people are more impoverished than ever before. The middle class is being quite, shall we say, exterminated, if I may use that term, as never before, because there is no real middle class anymore. It has dropped and diminished from what was the backbone of America to a small microcosm now of what it was. And, you know, you take this tax, it's all about a tax, a redistribution of the wealth. Where it will lead has to be the final nail in the coffin, the vice that squeezes out of existence the middle class, what is left of America, and its basic ingenuity. That has to be the case, because that's the end result, as you say, of all these programs and the illegals. By the way, let me ask you this, Art. What about all of these illegals that are in the country now? Can they be denied any kind of medical assistance for their children or for themselves, even though they're illegal?
Well, look at the schools. Are they denied being able to have the illegals send their kids to public schools and have the property owners pay for it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's a good question.
Right. So I see Excellent. The same thing happening.
No, there's no question because, you know, under the law, as they stated, which is based on the 14th Amendment, which are never lawfully ratified to begin with, they have interpreted the Equal Protection Clause to mean that anyone who's in this country, citizen or not citizen, and his family has to be given the same affordability of rights that an American citizen would be. And that means anchor babies. That means the children that are brought with these carpetbaggers and these wetbacks and others who've come over the border illegally and now claim injuries. They may even get injured while they're holding up a bank or what have you. You cannot deny them health care. And what happens? What happens to them? Well, who pays for it? Question is. Well, the question again is answered by the same affirmative answer before. You do. You have to pay. And this is why the system is totally sabotaged from within.
Right. I would agree. And it's coming to a point, you know, it's absolutely hitting a boiling point. At this, you know, they can't keep going at this rate. You know, either they got to reverse the trend or they're going to bankrupt the economy. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays about. One of the things they said about communism, I think you even said it, was it works only as long as you have other people's money to spend. And it looks like they're getting to running out of, you know, basically the well's getting dry. So I see it really coming to a head real soon.
No, you're absolutely correct. That's why it will be this whole business of what they call health care, which is really medocrat care. It's care for the medocrats. Must be, I think, the largest portion of the nail in the coffin of economic serfdom. What is it, like 13 to 15% of the GDP now, the cost?
Yes, it's up there. There's a report by, it's called a Peterson report, that shows, I'll look it up, get the actual information. It actually has a very good analysis of government spending, income, and all that. And I would say, yes, you're right, it's up there. And it's growing. And now with the baby boomers coming in, okay, retiring, that income goes away. The expenses to the government increases. And now you, at the same time, you're putting all this overhead to deal with all the immigration issues. So they either, you know, basically the government only has three options to deal with the economy. Well, fourth with, they start a war. Print money, raise taxes, cut expenses. So what can they do? The best thing they've done in the past, I wouldn't say the best thing, but the most obvious thing is they're going to print more money and cheapen the purchasing power of every dollar in our wallets just to keep afloat. No different what the Roman Empire did. So that's what I see happening.
And then add to that the increases in these key interest rates by Janet Yellen's Federal Reserve, or should I say Rothschild's Federal Reserve banking conglomerate. And now you've got a formula there for getting hit on both ends. So people who have these credit cards, these loans outstanding and so forth, they're going to get hit pretty hard, I think, even at a 0.25% interest rate. Don't you believe that?
Well, this is just the beginning. You know, the federal government does. Yeah, it's just the boom and bust cycle. And what made them, you know, who died and what to happen to make them financial gods to decide what the interest rate shall be?
Well, you know, this whole central... You've got to understand, Art, that the economy is doing so well, the recovery has been so great, that it's time to turn down the heat a little bit on the printing prices, at least on the on the loans and the mortgages. Now that people have been baited in again, you know, the subprime mortgage crisis, I see that happening all over again now.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, the what they call due diligence for qualifying people for mortgages is going down a rat hole. Unless you're a major corporation or 1%, then you're getting all these cheap loans, and everybody else is going to be stuck with it when you bail out on them.
Well, you're right. I mean, see, there is a two-tier economic system in America, as there has been in the other European Adamic nations, where the central banks have helped to bring about, and their legislators, their lawmakers as well, this two-tier economic system, one for the people, the little people, and one for the elite. And that, of course, includes the corporations, the large businesses, so forth, that deal in paper, you know, that deal in, you know, the lack of necessarily of solid assets, but nevertheless, they deal in credit, credit creation, credit swaps, and so forth. That is, you know, something that I don't even fully get into myself, but I understand the basic mechanics of it. And that what it means is that they, the elite at the top, including many of your big corporations that have put out of existence smaller local mom-and-pop operations, are basically destroying what economic structure exists amongst the little businesses. Now, you add to that taxes, you add to that all these other pieces of minutiae, and you have that prescription for a complete meltdown again. All right, we'll come back, folks. Join in if you'd like. Rick Adams with Art, and we will continue in just a moment.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All right, Dave, we're back, folks. Rick Adams with our friend Art from Philly. And, yeah, we're going to get into some heavy stuff in just a moment. But one thing I did want to mention that I think we should mention, because I brought it up on this program, I brought it up on my television program, that when this business started in January with Mr. Trump's ascendancy to the White House, this business of attacks, threats made against synagogues in America, all over the world, particularly here, Jewish cemeteries, also Jewish community centers, that there was something foul in the air about it. It was well-timed, and the usual suspects of the skinheads and the Nazis and everybody coming back to harm these poor individuals and these centers of learning, as they say, that we should be suspicious of it. And now, well, you know, take it for what it's worth. You know, I mean, let's not look a gift horse in the mouth. But as you know, even the FBI and the Israeli government has now made this arrest of this cybercrime suspect who just happens to be an Israeli-American dual citizenship of 19 years old, quite tech savvy, quite computer savvy, and apparently they're saying that he was behind most of these attacks. And now, haven't we talked about that before with other hoaxer reports where there have been claims of swastikas and so forth being painted on dormitory doors, and it turned out that it was somebody of a particular tribe that did it, either to themselves or did it to others. Well, yes, that has been the case and well documented. So now we have this case of this 19-year-old who is responsible, they say, for the large majority of these attacks across these Jewish community centers. Now, you know, Art, it made news quickly and then it disappeared quite quickly. And we haven't heard very much in the mainstream media about any of those, usual crying, you know, handkerchief-wielding rabbis and ADLers who are coming out and saying, well, gee whiz, we're at least a little bit relieved that it wasn't an arising of the Third Reich again, but unfortunately, it was one of our own. So isn't this quite interesting, though, the nature of this story, the way it's evolving now?
Right. It's a continuation of what they got away with the Matthew Shepard Act, which was sponsored by Senator Robert Casey of Pennsylvania. And in there, they're basically setting up a class of people, protected class of people, people in the Jewish community, people in the gay community, and certain minorities that if you do something against them that's a crime, they basically add a severe penalty as a hate crime, like they did to these people down in South Carolina that got like 30 and 25 years for protesting a black birthday party. I'm not sure, you know, I don't know the details, but I mean, they got a sentence stiffer than most people get for murder, and they didn't commit any murder.
So, or of the Philly group, the 15 or so Christians that were arrested?
Oh, yeah, that was by the former Philadelphia District Attorney, Lynn Abraham, who was an executive director of the Anti-Defamation League. So nice to have a district attorney who's basically tied into the Chicago Syndicate as an executive director for their activities. Okay. Mm-hmm. The same district attorney's office that gave us Rendell, known as Fast Eddie, gave us Arlen Specter. Mm-hmm. The same ones that covered up the JFK assassination. And the same ones that what happened is under the Dilworth administration, one of the people, they set up a law firm called Dilworth and Paxton. And now there's people, one of the guys, I think Green, is the head of the School Reform Commission in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. bankrupting the entire city with the charter schools agenda. It's funny when you look at it, how you can actually connect the dots, and it's so easy to see it.
Well, you know, it would be, I think it would be apropos if these groups like SPLC and ADL and so forth would issue a statement that while we are certainly very sad about these events and these threats made by an obviously somewhat unstable Israeli individual, that we certainly want to at least acknowledge the fact that not all of these threats, real or imagined, have come from a resurgency of the Third Reich and hate mongers in America. But I'm not holding my breath, folks. We'll come back to this, and we got some clips coming right up, so stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's APPSAPART.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we're back here, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages. 800-313-9443 is the number. Art's with me. We're going to play that first segment in just a couple of moments. But first, a call from Frank. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, hey, Art. Yeah, hey, Art and Rick. Thanks for taking my call, Rick. Hey, I heard this week, a few days ago on the radio local news or something that they're just mentioning a new statistic that, you know, as far as demographics, that the fastest group dying off is middle class, I guess kind of more lower educated, blue collar maybe, white people. Yeah. So, I mean, that's a sign of the times right there. That proves everything you were saying earlier. And, you know, I think of it every time I go out anywhere. And I live in kind of a, you know, predominantly historically white section of town.
And, you see and it all like over, do you?
I feel like I'm going out into a foreign country when I'm leaving my neighborhood.
Where you live in your area, and I don't want to necessarily give it away, but has it deteriorated, would you say, dramatically in the last 5 years?
Demographically, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's just you feel like you're in a foreign country, and then you're told if you even, not only if you're concerned about it, but if you even say, you know, articulate an observation, they're like, "Oh my God, you're evil. You're dark-hearted. You know, you just have to let this happen." No other group would be expected to put up with being called evil because you see your own, you know, people disappearing.
Well, you see, now that's the attack on what they call whitey, but really it's the attack on the tribes of Israel, the sons of Jacob and the daughters of Jacob. Today, who are these 12 tribes here in America? This land of the unwalled city. This is the New Jerusalem. Now, who's behind all of this? The question is it these Muslim groups? Is it these black groups? Is it these Hispanic groups? I mean, they're cannon fodder, many of them, for the volley of attacks. But in reality, what is the guiding hand behind all of this? Well, I think, but Art knows and I know. It's the same synagogue of Satan that is waging a war against Israel, true Israel. This is fake Israel, the phonies, the liars, the pretenders, you see? And this is what we've been saying for the last 14 and a half years. Now, it's proven right, isn't it?
Well, Jews always lead the way in the destruction of their host nation. That's just something that I came up with the other day. I've heard other people say it many times in other forms and other ways. But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, a lot of these people, you can get along with them pretty well on an individual basis and everything. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of going along to get along right now. But what happens when they become, these different groups become majority groups in their local communities? You're not going to really be accepted. They're going to be like, you're not one of us. Get out of here. And, you know, we're taking over the city council. We're taking over the county commission. You know, we're going to start doing things the way we used to do it, you know, back in our country. And then all of a sudden, they're not going to treat you so nice. You're just going to be like kicked to the curb and like, we don't care what you think, right?
That's basically the process of Leninization. Taking over the Menshevik rule by the Bolsheviks in Russia. You know, it's basically the same formula. That's why they're uniting opposition to this administration and at the same time controlling large elements of this government so that there will be that clash, that destruction, and that civil war. Art, what do you say?
Right. It's simply divide and conquer. And take a look at L.A., for instance, Bell, Huntington Park, and Cunahay. They're all being taken over by the Mexican mafia. There's even YouTube videos of L.A. police officers who left to move to Arizona says they were overwhelmed by the Mexican mafia there. Now the people are waking up and realizing what you just described, that their entire councils and towns, are, especially in Cunahay, are run by basically the LaRosa folks. They're directly linked into, the ADL. So that's exactly what's going to happen. And you're a racist if you speak out against their corruption while they're basically, giving themselves, $50 million in wages each year and bankrupting your community, forcing you to pay, look up in New York, where you're going to pay like $25,000 a year on a $200,000 condo for property taxes. Just shut up and let them rip you off.
Right. Thanks for the call, Frank. We got to go to the clip. But at the same time that this war is being waged against the Israel of God and these various nationalities of the white races, the European peoples, unfortunately, the club over their heads, as we have seen, and we will listen to more of it this afternoon, the second hour of the Harold Rosenthal interview, in which he says, yes, the guilt trip is laid upon them at the same time. So they don't even have enough respect to understand who they are and what they are and who their enemies are. See, this is the guilt trip, the brainwashing, so that this aspect of this war must take place from within and without. Okay, let's hear the Brother Nathaniel clip, which was made last year. I think it's very fascinating because it's being engineered against us right now, and this is the telecommunication surveillance network we've heard about now from NSA and WikiLeaks itself. Well, go ahead, play it, Sam.
Deep in the Utah
It'll come
desert,
right up. Oh.
Reports Wired magazine, the National Security Agency, known as the NSA, is building the country's biggest spy center. And I add, also building the country's biggest Jewish spy ring, with participating Israeli intelligence companies who provide the wire and internet tapping expertise.
Stay with us.
Who, of course, have strong ties to the Mossad and international Jewry. Dubbed with a bland name, the Utah Data Center, its apparent sinister purpose is to spy on our private emails, our cell phone calls, Google searches, credit card purchases, all in the name of the War on Terror, now morphed into an ongoing war on the American citizen. And this war on the privacy and constitutional rights of the American citizen is commanded by global Zionist Jewry. This is because the NSA utilizes Israeli intelligence mining companies to provide the hardware, software, and expertise to up to 20 of its espionage rooms across America, in which a large share of its activities is devoted to domestic spying. You see, two of the telecom giants contracted by the NSA, Verizon and AT&T, are underpinned in its espionage endeavors via the FISA Amendment Act of 2008 by two Israeli intelligence companies, Verint Systems and Naris. Former NSA official William Binney explained to Democracy Today last week how NSA uses Naris internet devices to spy on our private emails.
Do you believe all emails the government has copies of in the United States?
I believe they have most of them, yes.
And you're speaking from a position where you would know, considering your position in the National Security Agency.
Right. All they would have to do is put various devices at various points along the network, at choke points or convergent points, and they could basically have copies of most everything.
Then we have former AT&T employee Mark Klein, who recently blew the whistle on the NSA, when he discovered the highly sophisticated Naris ST6400 computer system operating in a secret data mining room at AT&T, allegedly dedicated to spying on American citizens.
Somebody from the National Security Agency was going to come visit for some business. And I heard from our manager, Don, that he's working on some new room that's being built. So people start speculating, well, what's this new room being built? The odd thing about the whole room, of course, was that only this one guy who had clearance from the NSA could get in there.
So what exactly was going on in that listening room?
I came across these three documents, and when I started looking at it, I looked at it more and I almost fell out of my chair. But then there was one thing that was odd, because I didn't recognize it. It was not part of normal day-to-day telecommunications equipment, and that was a Naris, N-A-R-U-S, Naris STA-6400.
The Naris STA-6400 made me sit up and take notice and realize that this was not an amateur game. And so when you see a Naris box and all that storage space and all that compute power, you can't help but think, what is going on?
A Naris executive, Steve Bannerman, vice president of marketing, corroborates Klein's testimony.
The term Naris is Latin for to know. The way our software works is it monitors all of the traffic on the internet, all of the ones and zeros that make up all of the data that, you know, that you and I generate when we're looking at web pages or when corporations are sending emails back and forth. All of that information, we just sort of peer into the pipes, if you will.
When pressed about Naris peering into the pipes, and when asked about Naris's customers in the U.S. government, Bannerman squirmed and wormed. Watch him now. Twist and turn.
Peering into the pipes. What does that mean?
It's sort of analogous to a letter inside of an envelope. So you've got different layers in these things we call packets. And, you know, the first layer that you get to peer back is the information about where the packet's coming from and where it's going to, the addresses that identify, you know, who's communicating with who.
So your customers would be communications providers like AT&T or the Bell system. Do you also sell to government agencies like the National Security Agency or the FBI?
I can't comment on any particular agencies that we may or may not have sold to, because they haven't given us permission to announce their names.
Why would AT&T put a Naris STA system in a room in its San Francisco office to which the NSA has access?
That's not a question. As far as I know, no one's ever proved anything. I don't know the answer to that question. I have no idea if that's ever been done or not.
You've seen the splitter. You've now got the documents. You've seen the NARIS. What is it you think is going on here?
When I saw all that, it all clicked together to me. Oh, that's what they're doing. This is a spy apparatus.
One of the founders of Verint Systems, used by Verizon, a Jacob Kobe Alexander, just happens to be a former Israeli intelligence officer. More about Verint Systems was also revealed in 2007, when a former head of Israel's Unit 8200, the Israeli NSA counterpart, told Forbes magazine that the technology of Comverse, the company that owns Verint, is based on Israel's Unit 8200 intelligence expertise. What does this all portend for our Fourth Amendment rights, which guards against unreasonable and warrantless searches? A very bleak present and future, to say the least. You see, in October of 2010, the U.S. Department of Homeland Security penned a Memorandum of Agreement with the Department of Defense. And this memorandum assigns Homeland Security personnel to work at NSA facilities as part of a joint coordination. Now, Janet Napolitano, an alleged lesbian, may be the head of Homeland Security, but believe me, she doubtless takes orders from Talmudic Jew, Senator Joseph Lieberman, who is the head of the Senate Committee for Homeland Security. And Lieberman works very closely with his co-religionists, Senator Carl Levin, also on the committee, Daniel Benjamin, head of the State Department's Bureau of Counterterrorism, and former Homeland Security Chief, Talmudic Jew, Michael Chertoff. With the Zionist fingers of Lieberman and friends in the NSA pie, and that big NSA spy pie in the Utah sky, who could deny that privacy, or the lack thereof, is now a Jewish affair, and that Big Brother Jew is watching you.
All right, thank you for that, and we have a break coming up shortly, but sure you have some thoughts on NARIS and other aspects of what he's talking about, Art.
Yes, just read it up. NARIS was formed in 97 by Uri Cohen, Vice President of Technologies for VideoNet, founded NARIS with Stas Kerman in Israel.
Okay. Yeah, surprise.
Interesting point. And Janet Napolitano, what is she doing now? She's basically in charge of, I think, the University of San Francisco. One of the first things she does is basically gets rid of the American IT labor and replaces it with Indian labor. I think it was Infosys or Cosnick. Anyhow, they have a reputation of making sure that people help them out with the economy over here, have offshore accounts set up over in Sri Lanka.
Uh-huh.
All right. Right, so that's a lovely Janice trying to make her bones. That's the same way the Clintons got rich, too, by job outsourcing.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course. That's the bottom line here is that, folks, the average American who does not listen to real talk radio will be totally oblivious to every single thing that is befalling them and will befall them in the days to come. And that is why it is a process of demonization. It is a process of humiliation and indoctrination in the minds of people with a repetition of these fallacious charges of somehow some Russian hacking into the American election process, which, of course, as we know, if it weren't so tragically humorous, it might be a serious subject. Yet all of that is made for the American mind to absorb and then register, bring it up when the time comes, when there will be a confrontation in this scenario that we see on the international scene. The warlike militancy, this belligerency on the part of this neocon-dominated military with Mad Dog Mattis and company performing their arts, their black arts. You know, troop levels moving everywhere, particularly in the Middle East, Syria, the target, Afghanistan, you can name it. The whole idea is to prep up the minds of the American public so that when the time comes, even the most unaware person will regurgitate whatever it is this cabal wants them to regurgitate, you know, and that'll mean the Red Russians are coming again. It's the Nazis, it's the Russians, and it's the Japs. And let's go to war, folks. We have to defend the homeland. So that's the name of the game, Art. And, you know, by the way, more on Art's site, noplaceforcorruption.com. I know you've been doing a lot of other research this week, too, Art. Various ties and connections to the mob, and we should get into that when we come back. And maybe you can stay a few minutes more if you want, but into the second hour, we want to get into this media CIA Pentagon complex. And for those people who thought maybe Art's been blowing a little smoke here, I think many of us have seen that it isn't smoke. It's all too real. And Corbett, our friend James Corbett, also has done his report on it most recently. So we'll get into that as well, Art, okay?
You got it.
All right, let's see. Now, I think we have a few more seconds. I've got to calibrate my clocks here. But we have a break coming up. There it is, right now. All right, we'll come back with more. Rick Adams Uncensored here on republicbroadcasting.org.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All right, Art, so we, you know, we have more revelations that will be forthcoming through the declassification of official documents that were somehow obtained by WikiLeaks, and nevertheless, they do show widespread NSA spying on Americans. And of course, you know, all of this goes back pre-70s, actually. And you mentioned earlier the Nixon era and the, you know, COINTELPRO operations of FBI. But in fact, the CIA, which, as you know, is La Mafia, La Cosa Nostra, as we'd say, was in fact in business long before as the OSS. And it was a spy network. It was a disinformation network. And that's what they do best. And it, all of this, you know, is just tied by happenstance to this city of Jerusalem. It just so happens that since 1948, the bad fig tree generation, that we have this plethora now of worldwide surveillance and control. And this is why it's interesting to see, you know, what purportedly just took place in London the other day is one more example of how you can stage events, how you can put on these put-up jobs through MK Ultra. You can hire somebody or you can mind control somebody to be a would-be potential terrorist. And all of this is laughable if it were not for the fact that we know MI6, we know MI5 are totally under the thumb of the Rothschild banking conglomeration and all of their affiliates, as is basically Homeland Security today in America. So, you know, the thing is, it's all about creating fear. It's all about using that fear to create a police state on a worldwide basis, Art. So the question is for you is, can you stay a few minutes? Would you like to stay and let's join in on the segment that deals with this whole relationship of media to government?
Sure.
All right. Stick around because hour number two, folks, is going to be coming up in just a couple of moments. Just want to remind you that, you know, this program here is also online. We do have copies of many of the programs, though not lately. We're going to update them soon on YouTube channel, The Deadly Experiment. Rick Adams, Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment. Many of these radio programs are up as well. Sometimes the archives of these broadcasts are not available right away for one reason or another, but just be a little patient. They will be up. They will be posted. And sometimes, as I've said, I've gotten correspondence from many of our listeners who ask me, well, I can't get your program. I can't listen to it live, but I listen to the archives and it's not up. And so eventually, within usually 24 hours, it's up. So be patient, you know, be understanding. Sometimes these things do happen. And I've been getting some questions about this whole healthcare business and how I personally have been helped and healed through many of the organic products that Dr. K has given us. And also, you know, that we buy actually from North American Urban Spice Company and how that has proven in and of itself, and so have many others, through alternative health care, real health care, that we could cut the cost of all government health programs by a tremendous amount. But do they want to do that? No. The system mitigates against it. All right. Hour number two coming right up. Art will stay with us a little bit, and we will be back with the Corbett Report on what we've been saying about media, government, the alliance. Stay tuned.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.